Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Boulay.
And I'm Heather Ryder. So take a deep breath. We are diving into product placement and how you can make money selling products from your podcast.
I love it.
Right?
You know what? Okay. So monetizing your podcast has always been elusive. And most people who say they know how to do it just touch on one or two things. Just get a bunch of downloads and an advertiser or a sponsor will come your way. But there are so many other things that you can do. Also, after we cover this, product placement, think about it. You become a little bit of a celebrity and you gain credibility. So opportunities will come to you. They will float to you.
Yes, they will. And so in this 10 minutes of the product placement for podcasts, what we're going to be talking about is how to place products in your audio, the story behind product placement in podcasts, how to sell your own products, what kinds of products you can sell with your podcast, and a few resources that we like. What are you doing over there?
I just made a mess of all my show notes, and I'm just looking at them going, what? Where is she?
What is she talking about?
So take a deep breath, Mare.
This is something that will just roll off your tongue. I guarantee it, because we're talking about product placement. Okay. Product placement.
Okay. I'm with you now.
With audio. Mostly, we touched on this a little bit in the last like advertising and sponsorship episode, but we mostly live reads. Product placement is like taking a product and then talking about it in your podcast.
Naturally.
And so this is like, it's called a live read. And that live read is basically you reading about whatever message that your sponsor or your...
I know you're still making fun of me.
Because you're still shifting.
Sorry, can anybody hear my paper shuffling? Okay, think about the old days when they would put a can of Coca-Cola on a set.
Yes.
That was a product
placement.
Old
days, they still do that,
right? Yeah, they still,
right? Yeah. So you see that. That's product placement. In the audio world, in the podcast world, we have to do that through our voices and through our conversation. And so dropping those little, I mean, you just talked about Coca-Cola. Maybe we should get paid by Coca-Cola. I don't know.
Right?
We're not right now. But hey, if you're a Coke executive and listening...
Well, so and going back to the live read, mm-hmm. You hear that a lot more often now on talk shows. They'll purposely try to segue into the live read on topic.
You see, yeah, like you when you're listening to traditional radio, if you still listen to traditional radio anymore, people talking about mattresses and what kind of car they drove into this.
Or they'll be saying something in the segment like...
Make no mistake, they're making money on
those. Making tons of money. Are you kidding mm-hmm. me? So they'll just segue like, oh my gosh, okay, this is the third hour of the show and so good that I got a good night's sleep last night on the sleep great at night mattress. Do you see what I mean? They
yes.
just roll into it.
They just roll right into it. And so telling a personal story. So if you're wanting to attract an advertiser or a sponsor and you want to give them real value, you try to integrate that product or that brand into a personal story that you've actually used it. And this is what gets tricky also. I think you really have to make sure that you believe in that product.
No, you can sell my soul.
Highest bidder.
Yep.
Come on down.
Fish. I don't like fish, but I'll say I love it. Tastes great. No, but I agree with that because it is your reputation.
It is your reputation, which is just shot. Reputation. Forget it. Forget
That's
about
so funny.
It.
But also, when you're saying a live read, mm-hmm. You can do that in different parts of your podcast. It can be at the beginning.
Yes.
Forcing a listener to listen to it, mm-hmm. right? Partway through, it's called a mid-roll, and you segue into a...
You can do a live read.
Right in the middle of your segment.
Yes.
And then at the end.
And finding those appropriate places to place that product. There was a lot of P's in that.
Appropriate placement of the product. Well,
in your podcast.
I learned about this on Anchor, mm-hmm. like the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little show, and Anchor, if you want to check it out, go to anchor.fm just once and see, because that's what's taught us even more so how we're doing it for ourselves.
Right.
Because when you're doing a good show, they will list, people will find you.
Yes, they will.
Why are you laughing at me still?
I don't know. I think it's just fun. All right. Products. Also, you can sell your own products.
Oh,
you can create what we've done along the way, books, like our own ebooks that we've done, digital downloads, we've done PDFs. You can also create journals and t-shirts and coffee mugs. And we're going to be talking with that. I know you're going to get them on the show, the Equid people.
Equid, yep. Because you got to get out there. If you love what you're doing, you got to spread your own message.
Yes.
And that's, you'll know when it's time. But this place, Equid, is like, they do the fulfillment. They do everything.
And so you just don't
drop ship it. Yeah.
How easy. I mean, it is just incredible how technology is enabling podcasters to make money today compared to when we started, when it was called internet radio.
Yeah, we had to make it up as we went along. So now if you have a...
Do you remember going and getting t-shirts, screen, silk screen?
Yes, down here, down the road from here.
Yeah.
And bring your own boxes and boxes of them.
Yeah, and then we would get orders for them, and then we would put them in an envelope with a stamp and a little letter.
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
It wasn't automatic. There was nothing automatic. Nope. You were the processing plant.
Yep, and going to the post office, getting the special stamp. I still have some of those stamps left over.
From our t-shirts?
$4 stamps.
We had some great t-shirts.
We did.
Yeah, Who's Your Ethel?
Yep.
Like Lucy and Ethel play. It was fun.
It was fun. So now we're going to do it again.
So we made money with our podcast by selling things back then when technology was not even in our favor. It was working against us.
Totally working against us. Now
and today,
so much easier.
Right?
And Amazon delivers right away. Or those guys driving around town.
And how easy it is, like we had when we did our first ebook, when we were doing the Mom's Town Big Break, and we created an ebook and we sold that digital download. In one weekend, we made $500 selling a simple PDF download.
Yep.
And now look at the ebook world, how easy it is to publish something.
Well, and a podcast also helps you promote your own events, your coaching business, any kind of service business that you have.
And we're going to dive deeper into all of those topics coming up in a couple of episodes. So be sure, if you're listening to this in the archive, if you're listening and you want to know more about how to make money with events and subscriptions, be sure to check out our other episodes, because we've been talking about all kinds of ways to make money from your podcast. You know what we've never sold, which I think would be fun? A coffee mug.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it would be great.
I don't know why I think that. That's, Equid can also do a coffee mug,
they can
mug,
do
right?
a coffee mug.
And for you, if you're building a brand with your podcast, or you have a catchy saying, or you have something and you have an audience that you want, you know, to, that's getting engaged with your content, you too can do books and journals and t-shirts and coffee mugs and all that kind of product. And then do your own commercials, do your own live reads.
Yeah, even if you don't have a sponsor, just start acting like you are
your
running
own sponsor.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Guess what? You are your own sponsor. If you're writing checks for your show, you are sponsoring yourself.
I'm sponsoring you, and you're sponsoring me.
I know. Okay. It goes, it's just, yes. And if you are sitting at home and you're wanting to start a podcast, think about a product. If you want to start monetizing right away, it may be $10 here, $10 there, but it starts to build. And then it's $500 in a weekend, or it's $1,000.
Yeah, be
it's
unique
possible.
To your own brand, and it'll come to you.
Just got to be consistent and persistent.
Yeah, and go to podcastweekend.com, because we would love to share even more insights with you.
Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.